Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. We're getting close to 6 o'clock. You know, every week we try to polish up our small business spotlight and shine it on a small business here in the Des Moines Metro. And this week we're fortunate enough to have the owner and executive chef from Proof Restaurant with us. His name is Sean Wilson. Sean, thanks for coming to the News Hour.
Hey, thanks for having me, Michael.
You know, that is a place, the Proof Restaurant, that is just so cozy and neat and nice, and it's right here in the center of downtown. Lucky break for you to buy that and do some real changes there. Talk to us a little bit about you. Where are you from? How'd you get here? And what's your – you've got some culinary experience that goes back a ways.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not originally from Des Moines. I've been here now for almost 10 years.
Yeah. That counts.
Originally from North Carolina. But lots moving around, lots of different places. Say, you know, culinary a trip. But
sure.
My wife and I moved to Des Moines. She's originally from here. And we worked some restaurants here and there, and then I decided to put my toe in the pool and see what it's like.
Yeah, and what's the difference between running a restaurant and owning a restaurant?
Well, let me count the ways. You know, I thought I was a little naive. You know, I've run a lot of different kitchens, not just in Des Moines, in Seattle, in Boston, and you know, seeing the other side of that, which is the, you know, all the little inner workings, dealing with the city, all the little minute little details that, you know, one doesn't think about when you're actually holding the bag and being the owner.
Right.
I like to pass it up as being a really expensive MBA for the last 3 years. I think I got it now, and to the point where we can start moving forward finally. But
yeah.
No, it's gone.
You know,
gone
so on. Many people that I run into all the time, you know, they say, "Wow, it must be really nice to own your own business." And my retort to that is, yeah, it is if you like to work 7 days a week, you know. And when you're done at your cubicle, you get to go home and play fetch with the dog. Me, I get to go pay bills or whatever else it is that we have to do during the evening hours. And so, yeah, I'm 100%. I get it. Proof Restaurant itself, how would you describe that?
Proof Restaurant is a... Well, it's a 14-table restaurant.
Yeah.
One of the things that we
so
do—
That in itself has got us— people have got to go, whoa, 14 tables?
I mean, we still can fit 60 people in there. But 14 tables, it allows us to—I like to say that, Mike, I'm not in the food and wine business. That's secondary to what we do. Hospitality. We live our life by two prepositions, two and four. We want to do things for you.
Mm.
The converse of that— we don't want anybody to leave saying, this is what Proof did to me. So it's very important and how we make people feel.
It's all about the experience, isn't it?
It's all about the experience. So, you know, we our wine list is a little esoteric and our food is a little, not off the beaten path, but it's just a little different. So what we do is we want you to make you feel as comfortable as possible to explore these options. And then you might end up leaving with a wine or a grape that you've never had before, or even have a dish that you thought growing up, like, I hate Brussels sprouts or I hate this. And then, you know, we prepare in a different way where you're like,
wow,
that's actually pretty good. And then it'll open your eyes to other things. So, you know, it's a domino effect. But for us, it's, or for me and my staff, it's all about, you know, giving a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's an interesting trend, because we're seeing that more and more here in the Des Moines market, where people are, a couple of things, and see if you agree with this, they're moving away from the brick-and-mortar big-box restaurants, you know, and they're trying to find places that are unique, offer a great experience, and because of locally sourced produce and things like that, that's really another marketing tool that you guys are using. Would that be accurate?
Definitely. And especially when you're a smaller,
you
know, when you're dealing with even smaller producers, a lot of them are scared to take on larger restaurants. So when I'm a small 14-table restaurant, I can go to another producer and say, hey, you're a CSA. You don't want to take on a big restaurant. I'll buy 3 or 4 full shares, and that's good enough for me. And they're like, that's easy.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's this mutual benefit going back and forth where they give me what I want, or they give me an idea, coming through the week.
And that also has an effect on your menu because it's seasonal.
It's well, not just seasonal. It's also when we get bored, when we when we run out of certain – not run out, but the seasons change way faster than the actual what you can have. So our menu is never static. Maybe there may be one or three items that are signatures, but we love cooking through the seasons. We, you know, I mean, just spring alone, you'll go from ramps all the way through to morels to strawberries, and then it's gone.
Right.
You know, in one season, you're not going to see a lot of that stuff by the end of the season. So the same thing with winter.
And that again, speaks well to this whole experience idea, because when you walk in, it's not the same old thing. It's not the same. It's just not the same. And I think people enjoy that experience. The intimacy of 14 tables, what makes that kind of cool?
Well, the great thing about having it small and not having a huge dining room is that we can control the environment.
Mm.
Or even the guests can control the environment, because it's not so much going on. So we have better control of, like, we can make sure that from point A to point B, the food is done correctly. You know, the service is done just so. We're not overbearing. You're not being left in the wind because it's so busy. And, you know, you have to be like, hey, waiter, excuse me.
Sure.
Or ma'am, excuse me. We like the intimacy because it's for the experience and be able to tailor your experience and your dinner.
Well, one of the things that we've learned from our friend Chef Michael Leo from the Strudel House is that, and David Baruthio from Brew 66 and now friends. Prime. Yeah, good guys. Really good guys. And that's another thing. Before I get into that, you all seem to get along. Enosh Kelly, just down the street on Ingersoll. You know, all of you guys you have your own thing going on, but you're also friends. How does that work?
We have enough point of difference. You know, we're not all trying to do the exact same thing. None of us are playing Keeping Up with the Joneses. Mm-hmm. You know, we keep our eye on the prize and we do what we want to do. You know, we don't have the gotta have it's that, you know, you have this mold or this design of what's supposed to be on a menu. We don't deal with that.
Well, I was going to mention when I started down the list of some of the chefs that I know here in town that have also appeared on the NewsHour. One of the things that I've learned from David and from Michael and Enosh is that the European dining experience is so radically different than what we generally are used to here in the United States. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I mean, I spent a number of years over in Europe as well. So Southern Europe, mostly Spain and Italy and Greece, but it's still the same. It's not in and out.
Right.
It's a leisurely. You own the table. You're camping out. You're not trying to turn those tables quickly. This is your entertainment for the evening, which eating out is probably the number one source of entertainment for the last 50 years, believe it or not, because it's dinner and a movie, dinner and a show, dinner and something. It's always tied to something else. But our types of restaurants, like with David and Michael and Enosh, those are the entertainment. So when you come in, you're pretty much there. I mean, Proof's weird because we have, especially where we're located, our rush is at 8:30 at night. It's not early.
After the play or
after? Or just because that's where people are going for their evening.
Mm-hmm.
So we are the entertainment, and we enjoy that.
Yeah. What would be unique about Proof that if you had to tell somebody, okay, our restaurant, and we've covered a lot of those areas right now, would it be the menu switching? Would it be and how do you find good help?
Well,
let me ask that question. How do you find good help?
There's a massive shortage for good help. And the great thing about having a smaller restaurant, you don't have to have as much help. I'm not a clipboard chef. I'm an active chef, so I'm still in my clothes.
I see that, yeah.
So, but what's different about us is the fact that when we can take food, and I hate to say that, but when you're buying food, you're just rearranging it and selling. It's just like music. But we always like to have something just unexpected. You know, making something like we can take passion fruit and turn it into a marshmallow and use it in a savory dish, or having two things that you don't think would go together, but go swimmingly together. Just something a little unexpected.
How do you get there? I mean, obviously a great talent. We're visiting with Sean Wilson, ladies and gentlemen, from Proof Restaurant. You got to have experience, but how do you get there? I mean, is this a learned quality or some of this is natural?
One of the things... Aptitude is definitely needed. But we have this saying in my kitchen called idiot or genius. Sometimes it's going to work, sometimes it doesn't. But as long as you know the tricks of the trade, you know the trade. So if you know the basic concepts of certain cuisines, you don't need a cookbook. If you know the basic concepts of food science and how things coagulate and mix together, you don't need a science book. So this is what we do. We talk about these particular concepts, and we take that science part and take that artistry part and try to meld those two. So it's a good alchemy of the two.
It is. And what's really nice is Proof Restaurant is right downtown Des Moines, and you're surrounded by a couple of other nice restaurants as well, locally
Definitely.
Owned.
Laura right down
here. Yeah, Laura's right. Yeah, we had Michael on just a couple of weeks ago and talking about his place, and then Americana is here. And, yeah, it's kind of nice. You know, this is becoming, and we've talked to Jessica Dunker from the Iowa Restaurant Association several times, and she says, you know, Des Moines is really becoming a culinary go-to place.
Yes.
It's pretty nice.
You know, and I've been nominated for James Beard 3 years in a row. So hopefully this year might be the year.
All right, man. His name is Sean Wilson. He is the owner and the executive chef, they call him, at Proof Restaurant. Thanks for coming in.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. All right, we've got to slide out of here for Andy Goodman from the Iowa-Nebraska Equipment Dealers Association. We've got to thank him for coming in during the first half hour. All the news and the information, all the stuff that we've gathered really is all part of our team. Tyler Hackenmiller is on the controls tonight. The program director for the radio stations is Mark McDowell. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. And, of course, Jimmy Olson is the voice of Inside on Business. For all of us, thanks so very much for having been here. We certainly do appreciate it. We're back tomorrow at 5:05. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.